Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning. I am Saira Mujtaba. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to attend G7 summit at Kananaskis in Canada later this month. 12 lakh allies with 1 crore rupee bounty surrender in presence of Maharashtra Chief Minister in Gadchiroli. India and 5 Central Asian countries express interest in joint exploration of rare earth and critical minerals. French aerospace major Dassault Aviation ties up with Tata to manufacture fuselage of Rafale fighters in Hyderabad for the first time outside France. Eid al-Adha is being celebrated in various parts of the country today. And in French Open tennis, Aryna Sabalenka to lock horns with Coco Gauff in women's singles title clash this evening. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the G7 summit at Kananaskis in Canada later this month. Mr. Modi yesterday received an invitation call from Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi congratulated Mr. Carney on his recent election victory and thanked him for the invitation to the G7 summit. Mr. Modi added that India and Canada will work together with renewed vigour, guided by mutual respect and shared interests, as vibrant democracies bound by deep people-to-people ties. The Prime Minister said that he looks forward to meeting the Canadian Prime Minister at the summit. The Group of Seven summit will be held at Kananaskis in the Canadian province of Alberta from the 15th to the 17th of this month. Talking to reporters in Ottawa, Prime Minister Carney said the G7 summit will focus on forging partnerships with emerging and developing nations. He said India should be at the table as the country is one of the largest economies in the world and plays a key role in global supply chains.
There are certain countries that should be at the table for those discussions, and in my capacity as G7 chair, consultation with others, some others make those determinations. India, the fifth largest economy in the world, effectively the most populous country in the world, central to a number of those supply chains. I extended the invitation to Prime Minister Modi. He has accepted.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the mega infrastructure projects inaugurated yesterday mark a turning point in the development journey of Jammu and Kashmir. The Prime Minister launched multiple development projects worth over 46,000 crore rupees in the Union Territory. These are Chenab Bridge and Anji Khad Bridge in Katra, Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramulla Rail Line Project, 2 Vande Bharat trains and foundation stone laying of a new medical college in Jammu. Highlighting that the state-of-the-art Chenab Bridge will improve connectivity between Jammu and Srinagar, the Prime Minister said the Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramulla Rail Line Project is a symbol of a new, empowered Jammu and Kashmir and a resounding proclamation of India's growing strength.
Kashmir se Kanyakumari, ye ab railway network ke liye bhi hakikat ban gaya hai. Udhampur, Srinagar, Baramula, ye rail line project, ye sirf naam nahi hai, ye Jammu Kashmir ke naye samarth ki pehchan hai.
India has undergone a decade of remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Seva, Sushasan and Garib Kalyan. Akashvani News brings you a special feature on the government's efforts over the last 11 years across key sectors. Today, we focus on global leadership and clean energy.
Over the past decade, India has made remarkable progress in clean energy and also emerged as a global leader in climate action. The country added a record 29.52 gigawatt of renewable energy capacity in fiscal year 2024-25, taking the total to 220.1 gigawatt, up from 198.75 gigawatt in the previous year. This includes exponential growth in solar and wind power, along with a substantial increase in nuclear capacity. India now ranks 7th in the Renewable Energy Country Attractiveness Index, highlighting its rising stature in the global clean energy space. Initiatives like National Green Hydrogen Mission, expanded bioenergy programs, and the growing shift to electric mobility are laying the foundation for a low-carbon economy. This clean energy push is deeply tied to India's global climate leadership. India achieved its COP21 target of having 40% of its installed electricity capacity from non-fossil fuel sources 9 years ahead of the 2030 target. At COP26 in Glasgow, Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the ambitious Panchamrit targets, setting the course for net zero emissions by 2070. He He also launched the Lifestyle for Environment Life Mission, which aims to promote sustainable living at the level of individual behavior. Furthermore, India has played a proactive role in shaping International Climate Cooperation. It is a founding member and key driver of the International Solar Alliance and the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure. These platforms promote clean energy access and disaster resilience, especially in the Global South. As Prime Minister Modi said, our planet is one, but our effort must be many. India's journey over the last decade shows that sustainable development is not just a goal, it is a reality in progress. Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
Vikasit Bharat ka Amritkaal. Seva, Sushasan, Gareeb Kalyan ke 11 saal.
In some more news, 12 hardcore Naxalites carrying a collective reward of more than 1 crore rupees laid down their arms and surrendered before the security forces yesterday in the presence of Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis in Gadchiroli district of the state. More from our correspondent.
Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, who is also the guardian minister of Naxal-affected Gadchiroli district in East Vidarbha region of Maharashtra, yesterday visited remote Kavande village located on the Maharashtra-Chhattisgarh border, becoming the first chief minister to enter this remote Naxal-affected region. During the visit, 12 raided Naxalites carrying a collective bounty of 1 crore rupees laid down their weapons and surrendered before the Gadchiroli district administration, police and security forces. The chief minister presented them with a copy of constitution. Talking to reporters on this occasion, the chief minister said those laying down arms want to join the mainstream and be loyal to the country and the constitution. He said 28 Maoists have been killed, 31 arrested and 44 surrendered in the state in past 18 months, which is a record. Asserting that Naxalism will be eliminated by March next year, Mr. Fadnavis said there are very few active Naxals in Maharashtra. CM Fadnavis also highlighted the plans to transform Gadchiroli into a steel city while preserving its natural resources, signaling a strong shift from insurgency to inclusive development. Dhananjay Vankhede, Akashwani News, Nagpur.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. India and Central Asian countries have expressed interest in joint exploration of rare earth and critical minerals. In the joint statement released following the fourth meeting of India-Central Asia Dialogue held in New Delhi yesterday, under the chairship of External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, the participating nations encouraged exchange of delegations to explore new areas of cooperation in critical minerals. Foreign Affairs Ministers of Kazakhstan, Kyrgyz Republic, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan attended the meeting. French aerospace major Dassault Aviation and India's Tata Advanced Systems Limited have signed 4 agreements to jointly manufacture the fuselage of Rafale fighter aircraft in India that will mark the production of the critical component for the first time outside France. Our correspondent has filed this report.
It is a significant step forward in strengthening the country's aerospace manufacturing capabilities and supporting global supply chains. A joint press release issued by the company said the facility represents a significant investment in India's aerospace infrastructure and will serve as a critical hub for high-precision manufacturing. Under the partnership, Tata Advanced Systems will set up a cutting-edge production facility in Hyderabad for the manufacture of key structural sections of the Rafale aircraft. As per the deal, the first fuselage sections are expected to roll off the assembly line in the year 2028. The facility is expected to deliver up to 2 complete fuselages per month. Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Eid al-Zuha, the festival of sacrifice or Bakrid, is being celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety in various parts of the country today. The faithful are offering prayers in Eidgahs and mosques. In national capital Delhi, devotees have gathered in large numbers at the Jama Masjid, Fatehpuri Mosque and Shahi Eidgah to offer prayers on the occasion. Our Lucknow correspondent has filed this report on Bakrid celebrations in Uttar Pradesh.
Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has directed officials to ensure that the sacrifice on Bakrid should be done only at predetermined places. Also, a strict ban on the sacrifice of prohibited animals should be strictly implemented. He also said that prayers should be offered only at traditional places and no new tradition should be allowed. Maulana Khalid Rashid Frangi Mehli, President of Islamic Center of India, has issued a guideline regarding Eid al-Adha. He has appealed to the people to follow this guideline.
Qurbani sirf hamesha ki tarah unhi janwaron pe ki jaye jin par कानूनी बंदिश नहीं है और कुर्बानी करते वक्त साफ सफाई और हाइजीन और क्लीनलीनेस का जरूर ख्याल रखा जाए। कुर्बानी किसी पब्लिक प्लेस पे ना की जाए बल्कि जो पहले से डिजिग्नेटेड स्पॉट्स हैं वहीं पर कुर्बानी की जाए। कुर्बानी करते वक्त ना कोई फोटो खींची जाए, ना कोई वीडियो बनाया जाए और ना सोशल मीडिया पर अपलोड किया जाए।
द डायरेक्टर जनरल ऑफ पुलिस उत्तर प्रदेश राजीव कृष्णा हैज इशूड कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव डायरेक्टिव्स टू इंश्योर द पीसफुल एंड सेफ ऑब्जर्वेंस ऑफ द फेस्टिवल अक्रॉस द स्टेट। ओम अवस्थी, आकाशवाणी न्यूज, लखनऊ।
In Telangana, all arrangements are in place for the smooth conduct of prayers in the state on Eid al-Azha today. More from our correspondent.
With Eid al-Adha, known as Bakrid, being celebrated with great enthusiasm and tradition across Telangana state today, Hyderabad police have imposed several traffic restrictions and diversions to ensure smooth conduct of prayers later this morning. The festival of sacrifices being observed on the 10th day of the Islamic month of Dhul-Hijjah. The faithful will hold major prayer congregations at Mir Alam Eidgah and Masab Tank hockey ground beside dozens of other Eidgahs and masjids in Hyderabad. Special takbir prayers are being held wherein verses from the Quran are being recited in communion. As part of the rituals of Bakrid, many offer kurbani of cattle to echo Ibrahim's sacrifice and also distribute portions of meat to the poor and needy. State Governor Jishnudev Verma and Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy, besides eminent personalities, extended greetings to the people on the occasion. Lakshmi, Hyderabad.
Moving on to the world of sports, in French Open tennis, top seed Aryna Sabalenka will lock horns with world number 2 Coco Gauff in the women's singles title clash this evening. More from our sports desk.
Sabalenka of Belarus reached the final, beating Polish player and 5th seed Iga Swiatek, while the American Gauff defeated unseeded Loïs Boisson of France in the semi-finals. Meanwhile, in the men's singles, world number 1 Jannik Sinner has set up title clash with 2nd seed Carlos Alcaraz. Next we have from chess, where Grandmaster Magnus Carlsen clinched his 7th Norway chess title in Stavanger. The 5-time world champion secured the crown after a dramatic final round where American Grandmaster Fabiano Caruana defeated star Indian chess player D. Gukesh to grab 3 full points. Moreover, star Indian spin bowler Piyush Chawla has officially retired from all forms of cricket. The 36-year-old played 3 tests, 25 ODIs and 7 T20Is in his 20-year-long professional career, with his last appearance for India coming back in 2012 at the T20 World Cup in Sri Lanka. With Ritu Srivastav, Chiragja, Sports Desk.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over central Maharashtra, Marathwada, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Saira. Modi opens key Jammu and Kashmir rail link, targets Pakistan, writes Hindustan Times, while the Asian Age quotes the Prime Minister in its headline, Operation Sindoor will always remind Pakistan of humiliating defeat. In another story, the Pioneer writes, Pakistan pleads Indus Treaty be reinstated. The Hindu writes, Bengaluru stampede RCB official, 3 others held, remanded in 14-day judicial custody. All dailies have widely noticed RBI cutting down repo rate. The Tribune headlines, RBI cuts repo rate by 50 basis points, loans set to get cheaper. Trump-Musk public feud escalates, writes the Pioneer, while the Indian Express headlines, Trump-Musk relationship flames out publicly. And finally, the Hindu business line writes, in race for rare earth magnets, India hastens to break free from China's grip. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thanks, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to attend G7 summit at Kananaskis in Canada later this month. 12 Naxalites with 1 crore rupee bounty surrender in presence of Maharashtra Chief Minister in Gadchiroli. India and 5 Central Asian countries express interest in joint exploration of rare earth and critical minerals. French aerospace major Dassault Aviation ties up with Tata to manufacture fuselage of Rafale fighters in Hyderabad for the first time outside France. Eid al-Azha being celebrated in various parts of the country today. And in French Open tennis, Aryna Sabalenka to lock horns with Coco Gauff in women's singles title clash this evening. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.